More fallout today from the Super Bowl halftime show. The heads of Viacom and the NFL apologized to members of Congress. They told lawmakers they've already taken steps to avoid a repeat of Janet Jackson's performance. But the issue of broadcast indecency has caught fire among members of Congress, and they're demanding more than just apologies. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue said he did everything he could to make sure MTV's halftime production would be in good taste. He rejected certain acts. He watched the dress rehearsal. But when he saw the final show, complete with its breast-bearing finale, he was shocked.
I feel like we gave the keys to the car to someone else for them to drive without assuring ourselves that they knew how to drive safely. And the car crashed.
But members of a House Commerce subcommittee said, what did the NFL expect, given the amount of skin usually displayed on MTV? They suggested broadcasters had lost their fear of fines by the Federal Communications Commission, but Mel Karmazin, president of Viacom, said they had not.
I don't believe there is a single broadcaster who looks at fines as a cost of doing business.
Lawmakers have proposed increasing the FCC's traditional $27,000 fines for indecency tenfold. Viacom's own Infinity Broadcasting has received one of the stiffest fines ever for indecency, $357,000 for a shock jock contest in 2002 that encouraged listeners to have sex in public places, including St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Karmazin said the entire staff of that show had been fired, but the company is still contesting the fine.
Because of the fact that we are appealing the outcome on basis of whether or not that constitutes, based on similar material and similar content that the FCC deemed not to be indecent.
Karmazin said many broadcasters remain uncertain what will incur the FCC's wrath, and he called for clearer standards. Members of Congress said they would much prefer to have broadcasters take the initiative and solve this problem themselves. At a parallel hearing in the Senate, Conrad Burns of Montana said even the toughest enforcement will only have a limited effect.
Ultimately, however, no matter what the penalties are, or how strictly or regularly they are levied, the media is going to need to demonstrate some responsibility on its own.
Members of the Federal Communications Commission came to both hearings eager to do battle with broadcasters. Chairman Michael Powell appeared ready to lead the troops, assuring lawmakers the agency is already wielding its regulatory sword, noting that 88% of TV households subscribe to cable and satellite TV. He said it's time to go beyond regulation of broadcasting.
You can't have an honest conversation about content in the media if you're not willing to talk about the cable industry. We've also written to them, challenging for them to look for new ways to protect their interests, and we asked the committee to lead a debate about the proper ways to consider the concerns with cable, understanding different legal and First Amendment status.
Lawmakers nodded in agreement, even though the courts have questioned whether the FCC has the power to censor cable and satellite TV. But today, big media was the bad guy, and lawmakers urged the commission to take aim and fire. In fact, Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey said size is the problem, and he said the FCC is making things worse by rolling back media ownership limits.
By lifting the ownership limits for companies like Viacom and Fox and Clear Channel and Infinity, and it'll make them less accountable to the public and to the FCC.
The fight over those ownership rules promises to be a long one, but if the FCC gets truly aggressive about combating indecency, the agency could face new suits. Some civil liberties groups are already rolling up their sleeves. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.